Whenever we are blessed to visit the shrines of the holy saints, it's important to know the etiquettes and manners of doing so. Whenever visiting a holy shrine, approach from the feet side and stand in front of the face at a distance of at least 4 feet and present greeting in a medium voice in this way, "Assalamu alayka ya Sayyidi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." Then Durood Sharif can be recited. It's best to recite Durood-e-Ghosiya and any recitation of the Holy Quran. It's best to recite Surah Al-Fatiha and Surah Al-Ikhlas 3 times and send the thawab of this to the deceased saint. Then supplicate for any permissible desire you may have, presenting the blessed soul of that saint in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal as a wasila. Then present your greetings again and then depart from there. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would visit the blessed graves of the martyrs of the Battle of Uhud, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would supplicate for them. The respected Islamic jurists rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi have stated that it is permissible to visit the blessed tombs of the awliya and the pious predecessors, and they benefit the one who visits the tomb. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that do not kiss the grave or put your hands on it, but rather stand some distance away from the grave. It is permissible to place a decorative cloth over the blessed tombs of the awliya ikram and the pious, when the purpose of this is to build the honor of the pious saints among the public, so that they can respect them and gain blessings from them. The pious predecessors rahimahumullah ta'ala held it permissible to build structures over the tombs of famous scholars and saints so that people can visit. However, if they are made for mere adornment and beautification, then it is haram. In early times, domes were built over the graves of the blessed Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum in Madinatul Munawwara, zadahullahu sharafan wa ta'zima. So it's clear that this construction would only have occurred due to this being classed as permissible. And there's also an elevated and lofty dome over the blessed resting place of the revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Performing tawaf of a grave with the intention of paying respect is forbidden. To prostrate and do sajda to a grave out of respect is haram, and if done with the intention of worship is kufr. May Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us to follow these manners of visiting the shrines. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.